Now, Malani, you are here tonight so that you can share your testimony, is that right?
Yeah. All right. Malani, I think the best way that we're going to do this is, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself, just a little bit about your background, and maybe why you and I met a couple of years ago. Okay. All right.
Hello. Okay. Excuse my English, I'm Afrikaans, please. I was born with a very rare skin disease called porphyria. I don't know if anyone knows what that is. Basically, I burn with heat and with the sun, and I basically know what hell on earth means. And I've always been teased because I've got bad marks on my hands and my face, and I always felt like the left out child and the odd one out. And I come from a Christian home, but that didn't help much.
All right, so what you're saying is that you took a lot of flack from people, from your peers, when you were younger, when you were growing up. And in a way, people always viewed you as being different. And you all know that when children see somebody as being different, that sort of gives them the idea that that person should be teased, right? So were you teased a lot?
Yes,
all right. Okay, Malani, about, what was it, seven, 8 years ago, you and I met for the first time. Actually, that night, I didn't really meet you. I would like you to share with the people what brought you to the place that we eventually needed to meet. Just share with them a little bit about what was going on in your life and what brought you to that place.
My mom always told me to pray to God and ask Him to heal my skin, to make me normal. And I prayed a lot, and it just never happened. I got to standard 6, I was 13, 14 years old, and I just got to the place where I just got fed up. And that evening, I still don't know if it was a dream or I really saw them, but there was a crack in the wall and three figures came walking out. Thank God, I can't remember what they looked like, but they were cloaked and they came and sat on my bed and they told me that Satan would take away my skin disease and all my marks and he could give me anything I want, but I have to give my soul to him. And they told me exactly what to do, and that's what I did. I slit my wrist and I wrapped it over the Bible, and I basically signed a contract with Satan to give my life to him. And after that, I just really got into occultic things, into witchcraft, and the more I went into it, the more I got power hungry, because he gives you power, and the more you get, the more you want. And I just got to a stage where I was in it for about 4 years, and I was doing really bad things, and I got to a stage where my whole life was just falling apart, basically.
If I can just interrupt there, you will notice that when what she was describing, what happened to her, she was in a room minding her own business, and these three demons came walking through the wall, all right? That's what they were. They were cloaked figures that sat down on her bed and spoke to her. And basically they came to say to her that man rejects you, but we will be your friends. We will be there for you. We will take care of you. We will look out for you. And they promised her that Satan would give her whatever she wants. Now I want you to focus that the whatever she wants obviously included a life that was falling apart, right? Because soon after she received his power, her life began to fall apart. You see, you can say a lot of things about the devil, but he will always be a liar. There's no doubt that there is power in Satan's kingdom. If you doubt that there's power in Satan's kingdom, you are just plain stupid. He is powerful. But he uses all that power to corrupt. He uses all that power to destroy. And I want you to notice one thing that Malani says. When she got involved in witchcraft, she quickly became power hungry. In other words, you kept needing more and more and more power. Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
That's what happens.
Okay, and that's when you probably had to join organized Satanism.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. I don't expect you to share too much about what happened there, because that's not for all of these people to know. But I would like you to share how that made you feel, what that did for you in your life. You know, you used to be an outcast. You used to be a person that nobody cared about. How did your life change from that perspective when you started getting power?
It changed a lot because I started my little group, my coven. So basically I was the leader and everybody looked up to me. And nobody noticed the scars or that I was different or anything. And it made me feel really good, really good. But at the same time, I don't know, I was always depressed. And I don't know, the more you...
So suddenly you were accepted, but your mental health started going backwards very quickly. Now, I want to ask you this question, and I want you to be as truthful as you can. These people that were now suddenly respecting you and supposedly your friends, would you say that they were genuine, or would you say that they were probably just afraid of you and what you might do to them if they didn't toe the line?
I know they were afraid of me, because when I would walk in school, kids would make a path for me.
All right. So she did get respect. The devil did manage to give her respect, but it wasn't adoration respect. It was don't mess with that girl respect, because she'll probably sort you out. And you know what? So all the friendship that he promised you was hollow. There was no true friendships that came from it, was there? All right. Now, Melanie, how was it that you eventually came to a place that you sort of knew you needed help?
Okay, so 4 years went by, and it was on Halloween, and we went to do our little ritual, which I'm not going to explain fully. But that night, something really terrible happened, and something in me, which I know now was the Holy Spirit, just said, turn your back and run. And that's exactly what I did. I ran all the way home. They could have killed me that night, because when you witness something horrific like that, you don't just run away. And after that, it just got worse. Because then I started being attacked at night by demons. They were torturing me in the nights and during the day. And people were walking past me in the shopping malls and looking at me. And I just knew. And I started asking for help.
All right. Just to get back to how they were torturing you. You were sharing with me earlier about, you know, hearing certain things, seeing certain things. I think for some of these people it's a little bit strange. Maybe you can just explain a little bit more about how you were tormented by these evil spirits. You can still remember that, hey?
Yeah. Our old house, it was a double story. I was staying upstairs and it had windows almost all the way around. And it's impossible to get up to the windows. I don't think you get ladders that long. And it started knocking all around the windows, like all around the room, and I would hear like a goat.
Goat's feet
on my balcony. A serpent during the day following me. You can hear it on the ground going. I used to feel something grabbing me, and when I look down, you can see my skin denting in, covers being pulled off me, all sorts of things. And even when I started to clean out my room with all the bad stuff I had in my room, I was thrown off the 25 steps when I had the Alice Cooper CD in my hand to go and burn, and I just flew down the stairs. So
we thank God that she's still alive. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Now, yeah, I want to mention this. She decided that night when she was involved in this ritual and she experienced what she did, that she needed to get out of this clan. She needed to break with Satanism, which she did, because that night she turned her back and she ran away. But that didn't stop the devil from messing in her life. In fact, after that night, things got a whole lot worse. Now, I want to talk about that. The reason why things got a whole lot worse is because even though she turned her back on him, the only way to truly turn your back on him is to move away from darkness and into the light. She was trying to run away from the darkness, but she had not yet started running towards the light. The Bible says Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the dominion of darkness. Dominion means rulership, authority, power of darkness, and brought us over into the kingdom of light. Now, that needed to still happen in her life, and that had not yet happened. But that was all part of the process that God was taking her through to eventually have her set free from all of this rubbish. And so, you started asking for help. I remember one particular night, the night that I, well, sort of met you for the first time, something happened. Why don't you maybe just share with us a little bit about what happened that night?
Okay, we had people come to pray for us, and it didn't go too well that evening. And I can just remember little bits of it. I just remember pulling my brother and his father-in-law towards me, and I don't have any strength in my arms. And all sorts of weird things happened when they anointed me with oil, and with my brother as well. And I don't know, after that I just remember that evening I slept in my parents' bed.
All right, so you were quite afraid about after what happened that night. All right, moving on. That night I didn't actually pray for her. I got there, and by the time I got there, things had got so out of control that she was locked in a room, totally freaking out. I think they probably had to redo the whole room after she was in there. It wasn't her, it was the demons in her. But there was some other things that started happening that I needed to deal with first. Eventually, I think it was about 1 o'clock that night, I sat down to speak to her. And what I said to her was the following. I said to her, Melanie, if you really want help, I'm sure the Lord will help you. But the Lord will also not just help anybody. You got to show God that you are serious. You see, one of the things about most people that mess with the occult will always turn around and bite you. And when that starts happening, they want a quick fix. They want, somebody must please take the torment away. Get the serpent away that's following me all the time. Get rid of the hooves on my roof. Get rid of the things that's giving me a hard time, that's torturing me. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they are ready to give up their dark arts. Because remember, she got a lot of power from it. And that's one of the problems with the occult. People don't want to give up the occult because it does give you power. The devil just never tells you what price you will pay for the power that he's going to give you. And compared to God's power, you got nothing anyway. So I said to her, here's what I'll do. If you come to church for 3 months, not skipping one day, if I see you sit through the praise and worship, if I see you make an effort, I will pray for you and the Lord will deliver you. Now, for some of you, that might sound harsh. But you know what? She did it. Amen. Melanie, tell them a little bit about those sessions in the church. Was it easy or not?
No.
Okay, tell them sick. What happened then.
I felt sick all the time. My stomach was turning. I was not like it.
She would sit there in the church and these things would begin to torment her. They would begin to hurt her. All we did was we prayed that God would have mercy on her and protect her. Because you know what? If she could go through 3 months of that, then you know that she wants to break free. It's not a quick fix that she's looking for. She wants to change her life. And so after 3 months, we got together and I prayed with her. What do you remember of that day that we prayed? Do you remember much? A little bit. All right. The day that we got together, she came to my house. We were busy with her for the whole day, which you could well imagine, because she had some serious head-raising chokos in her. I mean, if you're clever enough to give your soul to the devil, you got to understand that you've opened a Pandora's box in your life, and those things needed to be dealt with. But the interesting thing is, it was a lot easier to deal with her demons because she'd done a lot of the spade work herself. She had persevered. She had shown God she wants to change. She had committed herself to a new lifestyle. And so eventually, it wasn't as bad as a lot of the other people that I've had to pray for. Amen. And after you got delivered, how did your life change?
I changed a lot, dramatically.
Explain.
Well, firstly, I wasn't depressed anymore. I've accepted myself. I still get days where I see the marks, but I've accepted it, and just generally, I don't know, it's just way better.
Amen. So, what would you say to these people? Between the promise of the devil and the promise of God, which one was better?
The promise of God.
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Well, bless God. Amen.